Conversation 1.
Hi, Mary. Do you want to start writing a lab report after we finish this experiment?
I can't. In fact, I need to finish early because I'm going over to the psychology department to talk to Professor Smith about a job opening.
You mean a job on campus?
Yeah, and it sounds pretty interesting. It involves helping with your study on learning style.
Yeah, I know that's her area of expertise.
Right. Anyway, for her study, she's taking some high school students who aren't doing very well in their classes and testing them to find out what their learning styles are. Then tutors, people like me, will work with them, presenting material to them in their particular learning style.
Are you getting paid for this?
I'm sure we'll get something, though probably not much. Anyway, it doesn't matter to me. I just want to get some hands-on experience.
Yeah, and it'll be nice to help those high school students, too.
That's what I thought when I saw the ad. You know, you could do it, too. You don't have to be in her classes to work on the study.
Really? Do you have any idea what the schedule is like?
Late afternoon, then evening for tutoring, I think. After all, the kids are in regular classes until 3:30.
Actually, that's perfect for me.
Then come along. We will save the lab report for later. But we'd better make sure we do a good job on our experiment first.
Yeah, first things first.
Questions 1 to 3 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
1. Why is the woman interested in working with Professor Smith?
2. What will the college students do for the high school students?
3. What will the speakers probably do next?
2.
What started you in computers?
I built my first computer when I was in junior high school. I was an enthusiastic reader. I studied everything I could get my hands on. Then I turned to building my own machine. From that point on, I was hooked.
Where do you see computers as going in the future?
This will be the era of distributed devices, some of which will be in your walls, some of which you will wear, some of which will be in your cars and throughout your house, and maybe one of which will be on your desk. Devices with processors in them will be everywhere. They will be connected, and they will look less like traditional PCs.
What kind of computer do you have now?
My primary machine is a heavily loaded Power Mac, which I use to write all my books and to do video editing. I've also got a Toshiba notebook, which I use for all my work at the company and for email.
There are critics who say that technology is dangerous and is moving too fast. What's your reaction?
There is criticism voiced in every generation. One can't stop this kind of progress, so the critics you cite above are cursing the dark. That being said, it's important to always consider the implications of the technology we create, for they have social impact.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 4. What happened after the man built his first computer?
5. What does the man see the future of computers?
6. What does the man say about the criticism of technology? 7.
What kind of computer is the man using?